Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Alan Stanford. Welcome to Hamlet in Hoth.
What ceremony else?
Her obsequies have been as far and large as we have warranties. Her death was doubtful, and, but that great command oversways the order, she should in ground unsanctified have lodged till the last trumpet.
We are at a funeral, but it's no ordinary funeral. It's private. There are very few mourners, just the king, the queen, and Laertes. It is, of course, Ophelia's funeral. And Ophelia is being buried in holy ground, even though, as it says, her death was doubtful. The possibility is that she committed suicide. And that means she should lie in ground unsanctified. When the priest says that the great command oversways the order, what he has said basically is, the king, Claudius, has said, she gets buried in holy ground. You do what you're told.
Must there no more be done?
No more be done. We should profane the service of the dead, to sing a requiem and such rest to her as to peace parted souls.
Lay her in the earth, and from her fair and unpolluted flesh may violets spring. I tell thee, churlish priest, a ministering angel shall my sister be, when thou liest howling.
What, the fair Ophelia?
Hamlet has been watching. But until this moment, he has no idea that it's Ophelia who is dead. This is a huge shock to him.
Hold off the earth a while, till I have caught her once more in mine arms. Now pile your dust upon the quick and dead, till of this flat a mountain you have made.
Laertes is in such grief, and as we've seen before, the shock of first of all, his father being dead, that his sister has gone mad, now that she is dead as well. The shock is so overwhelming, he literally wants to be buried alive with her in the grave. But Hamlet has other ideas.
What is he whose grief bears such an emphasis, whose phrase of sorrow conjures the wondering stars, and makes them stand like wonder-wounded hearers? This is I, Hamlet the Dane.
And there you have it. It is the death of Ophelia and his grief over what he has done to her that finally makes him declare himself. He sees the woman he loved being buried. He sees the brother ranting and raving. He understands, possibly for the first time, the extremity of his own position. And at that point, he finally declares himself. It is I, Hamlet the Dane. And remember what we said right at the very beginning in Program 1. That statement, this is Denmark, this is the Dane, is not about a country or a nationality. It's about being the king. At this moment, Hamlet is making the challenge. I am king, I am back. Things are going to be different.
I loved Ophelia. 40,000 brothers could not, with all their quantity of love, make up my sum.
You see, he does feel sympathy for Laertes, who is a victim of all the games that Hamlet and Claudius have played. But he wants to make it quite clear that no matter what Laertes may feel, no matter what Laertes may say, Hamlet did love her more passionately, more deeply, and more completely.
Hear you, sir. What is the reason that you use me thus? I loved you ever, but it is no matter. Let Hercules himself do what he may. The cat will mew, and dog will have his day.
All this, of course, has a negative effect on Laertes. Hamlet has burst in on the funeral. He's insulted Laertes. He feels that he's insulted the memory of Ophelia. What it does, in effect, is to spur Laertes on even more to the destruction of Hamlet. And my thanks to Philip Adams, to Tim Kennedy, and to Kevin Fanning for reading that extract.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.